Again, welcome to episode 28 of the Deep Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Terrence Murdoch. I appreciate everybody that's listening right now. Without further ado, let's get into it. Now, man, I'm at this plaza just chilling. I'm about to go get me some food or some shit like that. I wanted to make this. This is my first, well, not my first day off. I'm tripping. This is my day off. I got 2 days off out of this long-ass work week I got now. I'm used to working only 36 hours. Now I'm working damn near close to 60 because people left. You know, shit got a little rough for folks. Some people got released, all type of shit. So now we, the people that's here, specifically the weekend shift, which is me and my coworker, we got to pick up a lot of the slack of the hours that's gone. That's the quote-unquote mandatory overtime because the supervisor and the head, whoever the person is called above the supervisor, they put in their hours, but they only have a certain amount, a certain limit. And then the remainder of the hours, we got to, fulfill it because they don't got nobody else. So, yeah, everybody who knows me, well, y'all who's listening to me, know that YouTube is going to be my way out, right? I'm way smarter than just using YouTube. All I need to have is a little audience of people that fuck with me and value me and that will support what I do, and then it's off to the races for me. It's just a journey for that. This is just a journey. I love journeys and shit like that. I'm not the type of person that's want to rush myself to success. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy this shit because right now, currently, the chapter that I'm on, after I did some self-evaluation, being by myself and shit, this is my 5P chapter. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. You know, I'm always talking about, man, I want to get this YouTube shit going. Okay, give yourself some time. Give yourself a couple months. Prepare for it. Buy the equipment that you need. And then once you start, you won't be poor. You'll actually be good because you're preparing for it and shit. Not just throwing yourself out there and testing it and shit. For example, y'all know I want to go to the gaming world because I play the game all the time. Well, not all the time. I play it a lot and shit. I'm like, this fall and this winter is about to be amazing for the PlayStation. Well, I feel like all systems, but like for the newer generation systems, because all the games, the real good games is coming out, they coming out for the newer systems and shit. So, and I'm interested in playing more games than what I'm used to. So that means that's something that I could be streaming, I could be playing, making videos on. So that's why I'm not in a rush because I got 3-4 months still before the shit really hits the fan and I can start streaming and stuff. So I'm patient. You know what I mean? And plus I'm in my own lane, doing my own race to my end goal. So I'm doing it at my own pace, bro. You know, the problem is I know I'm a leader. I'm going to be a leader in the future. I know I am with the personality I got, with the shit that I've seen and all that. People listen to me. Like, already some of these podcast people, some of y'all you DM me and saying you appreciate me and stuff like that. And I appreciate y'all for listening. You know what I mean? I'm not asking y'all for this. It's all this shit free, man. You know, like I said before in one of my podcasts, I got all this wisdom. What the fuck am I going to just hold on to it? Give it to somebody who need it, who's struggling or some shit, you know? God bless me with the ability to gain this knowledge and simplify it so I can give it to y'all so y'all can understand it in y'all type of lane. That's what it is, you know? So I'm just doing God's work because I knew I couldn't control myself. I ain't about to keep going back into this, but I'm going to say one more time. Like, once I found out I couldn't control my life by myself, just in my mind and how life was at the current time, I went back to God. I'm not leading my life. I'm not leading this shit. God is telling me what the fuck to do. That's why, man, look, the best leaders are the ones that have been through shit and allow God to take care of it. That's exactly what happened. I'm telling you, bro, because if you think you can do shit in your brain, oh, I think I should do this because of what I experienced. I think I should. All right, you're going to keep fucking yourself up. You don't know no better. You only are limited to the shit that you experienced. That's all I'm going to say to that. Y'all better find y'all way back to God. Some people feel like, oh, I've been through so much and all that shit. Oh, fuck God. All right, the devil will pick you. The devil will scoop you. The devil will love the fuck out you. Stupid ass. Look, like I said, y'all do y'all thing. I'm going to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no issue with nobody. I leave people alone. I isolate. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the 5P stages. The proper preparation prevents poor performance. Because once I start getting money and I can start going and traveling and shit, oh, it's over with. I already know all the type of shit. I need quality people around me. I need quality people. Now, if you want to know what I'm talking about, quality people is depending on the type of lifestyle that I'm trying to get towards. Go listen to my last podcast. Go to listen to my first podcast when it comes to, I think I said 9-to-5 friends and entrepreneur friend. Just go listen to that shit. You know, you got to know who you are first. And I know who I am. I know what I'm striving towards. Why don't you want to go out and just go have fun currently? Because this is my training camp. I don't give a fuck about this place. I don't need my whole, I don't need majority of my life to be fun and doing, I don't need that. The thing is, the difference between me and a lot of folks is people have a limited amount of time for fun. Oh, man, you got to hurry up. You're around this time. You got to hurry up. You got to hurry up before it's too late. I'm going to have fun when I'm old as fuck. That's the thing. Like, I don't have a time limit on that. Until I die, I can do anything I want to do. That's the thing. Like, if you have society standards and the way people thinking and shit like that, listening to your parents and shit based off what they projected on what they had to do in their life, I'm not about to. Look. I'm in my own lane. I'm going to do me. I'm going to go my pace. I'm allowing God to follow. I mean, I'm following God. I'm allowing God to lead me. That's why, you know, I get the shit I need to get when I need it. You know, things is happening when I don't ask for it. It's for me. Because, hey, the higher up is guiding me. I'm not doing this shit. So, back to the point. This is the 5 P's chapter. What chapter are you currently on in your life? Somebody need to ask you that. I'll be the one. What chapter are you on currently? You don't know? Start thinking. And usually you'll know what type of chapters you need based on what the journey that you're on right now. See, you got to have an end goal to then know what chapters that you need to get to that end goal. Right? That's what it is. So, like, for example, let's say right now I want a family. I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on getting my life right because I'm a leader. Then a family going to come. I'm just trying to put this shit on the spot so y'all can understand what I'm talking about. Because a lot of people don't even know, like, what chapter I'm on, what journey am I leading myself towards, or what is this going on? Because some people have kids, and now they're thinking, like, my life is not about me. Okay, well, so focus on your child. See, your child might be at what age? Okay, in 5-10 years, you know that your child is going to be dealing with something around that age. I don't know, like I said, I don't know what age our kids are, but you should be preparing to teach them in a way that they can understand it. You have to understand how they are as a child, because you may think, some parents might be like, you came from me. I know you. You know the child me, the evolved me, allowing God. You don't know that version of me. You don't know that child. You don't know that kid no more. That means parents need to learn how to shut the fuck up and listen, because they think they know it all. Not all of them. Some of them, because they're so confident in who they are and they have a understanding of life and they don't want to get changed. They don't change from that. It's not hard. I mean, it's not easy to. How am I trying to explain this? Because I just said it's some. Okay, look, you know what? Scratch all that shit. Because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I sound like I'm about to freestyle. Scratch everything I just said. Go back to this point. When you evolve from how your parents know you, you have to reintroduce yourself to your parents so then they can have an understanding of who you are now. Right? That's all that has to be done. A lot of times, people don't evolve. They stay the same way to the point where their parents know them like the back of their hand. I can do this. I can mess with their emotions. I can control them if I'm a bad parent. I can do whatever the case may be. I can bribe them to do certain things. Whatever. Once you evolve, you got to reintroduce yourself. Sometimes it's a disconnect because motherfuckers don't want to listen to them more. They don't want to hear the shit. So it is what it is. It's respect. Because don't get mad at who the person is. Don't get mad no more. Like I said, I learned how to be stoic. So you don't get mad at shit no more. Understand the situation from both sides. Understand how they may look at you as the villain in their story. Understand that. Don't look at somebody and say, oh, they're always the wrong person. Understand why you might be the wrong person, too. That's real maturity, you know? And then, hey, take it with a grain of salt. If you got to leave, leave. If you want to stay and fight through it. Up to you. That's your choice. But that's how you deal with shit like that. Now, I literally didn't have that much to say. I'm going to talk about social media. You know, I ain't been in a minute. I'm talking about social media. It's some of the dumbest shit I've seen on here so much, man. People just love to fucking talk. People love to hear their own voice. People want to be famous with no fucking purpose. You just want to be seen. Probably because you ain't been seen growing up and now you want to just fucking feel validated. So you go to the internet and just talk. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't have nothing to value, I'm shutting my black ass the fuck up. I don't want to be famous. I do not want to be famous. But that is me. I have a personality, quote, the light. People that have the light is like the it factor. It's like, regardless of what you do on the internet, people are going to feel you and they're going to connect to you. So that's what I mean by, like, I don't want to be this, but I am it. So I know once I be consistent on it, it's going to come my way regardless if I want it or not. It's certain shit that people don't even got to try to do. It is for them. And I know that type of shit is for me. So now I'm looking like, what purpose can I get? How can I make money off this shit? How can I, you know, use it to my advantage so I don't have to work this 9-to-5 and I can travel? So that's all I'm doing behind the scenes. I'm just chilling. You know, I ain't stressed on it. 28, I don't got no kids, none of that shit. Oh, man, hey, you need to. First of all, I'm a grown-ass man. I could be 35, date a 28-year-old and have a kid. You know what I'm saying? It's different for a dude. I'm not stressing. And plus, my area ain't it. Man, look. That's all I'm going to say. The good girls usually stay indoors. They usually homebodies. They usually have their same routines just like how the dudes are. You need to have certain meet-up spots, like certain events, certain things that, like, maybe classes or shit like that. Then you could possibly meet them. Or grocery stores, you can randomly meet a good girl. Or, you know, just a girl in general that you might find attractive. Whatever the case may be. Find a girl that's single or whatever. In Ohio, specifically Cleveland and the surrounding cities, ain't shit over here. All the shit you probably got to do is online. You know what I mean? But in a whole generation, I'm comfortable in being by myself. Other people may want me to be with somebody just to ease their mind. I don't give not a goddamn what you think. I can't wait until I leave, and then it'll be a whole plethora of different type of women I can deal with. Because I'm, number one thing for me, I am not dealing with a woman with a child. You hear me? I'm coming with too much value. I want to start my own family from scratch. My family tree, your family tree, and we can start from there. Because I want a solid branch. I don't want no other nigga babies. I don't like nothing stepped on. I don't want no step nothing. Ain't nothing good coming from step. Go back to drug talk. When the work is stepped on, it's watered down and it's some bullshit. I don't fuck with that. I like that I am me. I got my family tree. I got my problems. I got my purpose. I got my goals and my future. And I got my happiness. You got yours. We come together. We work as a unit. We start a strong, solid foundation for a child to come into this earth. And we fucking bring kids here. So they can do good to the world, regardless of what they do. I'm not trying to mold them in and do whatever. They are God's children. So whatever God wants them to do, hopefully he's going to get guided to it anyway. I'm just trying to help out my kids and my future kids to be the happiest they can be throughout any situation. That's my goal. Not trying to have a whole bunch of money so they cannot worry about stress, because you need to know how to handle stress, because you can't avoid it. It's stress in every situation. You know what I mean? So I am all for planned childhood, you know, planned parenting, like shit like that, planning it. I'm for that. That needs to be a thing. Black culture is all fucked when it comes to relationships. The whole government and the whole situation don't want black men in the household. It's set up for it. That's why women be having so many benefits if the man is not in the home. Why do you think there's so many single women with all these damn kids out here? Why do you think that? And I'm not saying, please. Black men is fucked up too. 100%. I'm not saying neither side is worse than either side. I'm saying all black folk is fucked up in America. We all are fucked. Some of us are trying to evolve to become leaders to get out of that situation. Some people are comfortable with it. Some people just said, fuck it, it is what it is. And I'm just going to find my little way in it, find somebody, and I'm just going to deal with it. I ain't that type of motherfucker. I'm a problem solver. I'm a person about results of fixing shit. I'm not about to be around. I'm too damn happy to deal with some toxic shit. I will leave your goofy ass. I ain't about to deal with that bullshit. Look, oh, you just going to abandon? No. I'm going to sit there and try. I ain't going to give up when shit get hard. That's weak. You're going to sit there and I'm going to try to figure out as much as I possibly can. But if I keep trying and that motherfucker ain't going, all right, bet. I did my bid. I did my time. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you can love somebody, but don't lose the love of yourself just to try to get that shit to work. Don't ever lose the love in yourself when you find somebody. A person should be your enhancement. Not your everything. All right? Not your everything. A enhancement. Love yourself first to then know how to tell somebody how to love you. And then if they don't treat you the way you need to be treated, then love yourself enough to remove yourself. That's how shit works. You know, regardless of, oh, I got a kid with them. I don't want to do. Be open with your child. Be open with your child. Look. In this day and age, in the 2023, in the future, I think marriages is going to be fucking forbidden. I don't think marriage is going to be a thing. If I get married, well, I want to get married, but I'm traditional man. I'm a traditional man. You know, if I feel like I don't have my shit together, I don't deserve a woman. That's how I feel. That's the old school man. If you don't have your shit together, the fuck is you trying to pleasure yourself? Why are you trying to have fun when you don't got your shit together? The fuck is you doing? That's just how old school it is, right? But once you get your shit together, you can have a time of your life. You can have 30, 40 bitches. You can fuck a bitch every week because you did the work. You got your shit together. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, it's just, man, these men are so fucking weak and feminine, bro. It's so sad how the shit is. But guess what? Let me stop saying sad and shit. I'm going to be honest because I'm an open-minded and I'm going to always say, look at both sides to the spectrum. If you listen to one person's side of a story and you don't go to the other person and talk to them and hear their side of the story, and then you can decode or whatever from what you took from both sides. If I tell you something, if I come to you and say, hey, don't fuck with that person over there. That person said this to me. That person is not good for you. Don't do that. And you just listen to me and don't go talk to that motherfucker. You are my puppet. You are my slave. I can tell you any goddamn thing and you can move however the fuck I want you to move. You are weak to me. Because I can control you. That's not how it's supposed to be. That's a bad leader. That's a toxic motherfucker that's leading. If you don't listen to both. Look, there's one side. There's one person's side. There's the other person's side. And then there's the truth. Everybody has a different perspective about what's going on. So you have to get as many perspectives you can of a situation for you to find a common denominator to try to find the truth in it. That's all I'm saying. But back to the men and all that shit. I don't know how this world is going to be 1,000 years from now. All these transgenders and all this is going to be augmented people when all this shit they create. Like, you already see the, what's it called when somebody leg chopped off and they get like an amputee? You know, they got the mechanical leg and mechanical arm and shit like that. Just imagine when they're able to put flamethrowers attached to it or put some other shit to it, or you know, they can put something in your heart and you don't got to have nothing to stick up. Like, they can make a mechanical heart and put that in your fucking body and you can just live for a fucking 400 years or some shit like that. This is the beginning of a change, I feel like, with this transgender and all that shit. I am a traditional man, born man, like women, heterosexual. Leave me the fuck alone. I have no problem with y'all doing y'all thing. All right? I ain't the type of motherfucker that's going to judge. The government, they made laws for y'all because they know this is going to be a change in the world. So something is happening behind the scenes in the future. I'm going to be dead, so I'm cool. I'm going to be probably 80 before this shit turn on its head. You know what I'm saying? But just, it's all over the world. But right now, the dudes are weak. The dudes don't got no fathers. They don't got no mentors. They got their mothers to look after. They don't have the over-emotional. They don't know how to be stoic. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking about black. I'm just talking about men in general in this generation. You know what I'm saying? So, and you see the women, they making more money. And then they are immediately, if I'm making more money than you, you are beneath me. That's how powerful money is to people now. When money ain't the root of everything. You can have $5 to $10 in your pocket, right? And you chilling with 4 or 5 people or just 2 people or whatever. And y'all having a time of y'all life doing some basic shit at the crib. You having a good ass day. You don't need to have a lot of money to have a good life. You need to have good people with energy that understands you in all aspects to then have a good life, to feel like yourself and shit. That's the difference. But people don't understand that, because guess what? What's the first thing that everybody notice? Money, 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 money. It's just money, everything, money, everything, money, everything. I'm telling you. Y'all going to see once y'all get older. Watch what you, if y'all around my age, like 20, mid-20s, late-20s, you going to see once you 50. Money ain't really everything. Like, love different when you older. Shit, I just need a girl I can just sit on the porch with and just chill and be grateful that she with me. I don't need to love this bitch and all that. Oh, pardon me. I don't need to love this girl and all that. I just need somebody to be with. I don't want to be alone. That's a whole different thought process at that age, because you ain't in a chase of no shit like that. You done did that shit already. It's a whole different world. I study older people because I want to know all sides of the spectrum. So that's why I'm telling y'all, money ain't everything. Make sure you can make money so you can survive. You can do a little bit for yourself, of course. You know, I'm working 60 hours a week right now. I'm working, well, close to 60 hours, but I ain't used to this shit. I would love to be doing my passion, but it's not my time right now. It's the 5P chapter, like I said. So, you know, make you some money, but don't make it everything. Everybody be trying to become a millionaire. You can go on your Facebook shorts and YouTube shorts and TikToks, and every fucking once out of five the little slides, you'll see how I made $1 million in 30 days, how I made $1 million in a year or whatever. I'm like, man, it's not that important, bro. It's not that important. Like, I will be, for example, how can I explain this? I don't need to be in a high-end place to feel good. I grew up in a community. You know, where I grew up in Bedford, it was a community of people. I knew all the kids. I was cool with all the kids. I didn't give a fuck about having that much money. I wasn't the best dressed motherfucker. I was just the one that was the silly, goofy person. Everybody knew me as that. So I came up with a community. That's the thing that made me feel good about life. Not having a lot of money and seeing people broke and I got a lot. That's not the whole thing. You know, so I'm just saying my perspective is different from my upbringing, which is what everybody else's is. But you got to understand that money is not that important. Trust me, it's the people that you're with. You know, fellas, heterosexual fellas, find you a girl. Find your purpose first. Find your purpose. Find your goal and find your ladder. Then you can find out where your strengths and weaknesses are. Find a girl that can help you in your weaknesses to then, you know, help you in your journey. Also, understand that this is an individual. This is not your worker. So she has her own goals. She has her own beliefs and shit. So you have to take time from what you're doing and grinding to then listen to her, because she's also an individual. Y'all are partners. She's not your slave, vice versa. You are the leader, so she should be the one comfortable listening to you. So when you talk, she'll just be quiet because she knows that she can trust you. That takes building. That takes work. First off, I would recommend be friends. You got to date them for like a year in person. Don't do this internet shit. You can meet them on the internet, but then be friends for like a year and then get a feel for them. You know, do shit like that and then test them just to see. You know, like, I don't want to say what type of girl I need 100%. I'm not about to say it online, because guess what? If the girls see me as a lick because I know I'm going to be successful and you don't see me right now, like, I know I'm going to be successful. That's regular. I'm going to keep saying it to the point where it's common. It is common to me, right? A girl can see me as a lick. Like, I see, but if you help me right now, like where I'm at right now, get me through what I need, I don't look at you as you trying to like use me as a lick. Because when I get married, this is going to be a prenup. Fuck is you talking about? I don't give not a goddamn what the girl say. Oh, what about, hey, you can try to flip it all you want. It's dead in the, look, we can get married, but you got to sign this prenup. I will marry you. I don't have that thought process. I want to stay with her. I'm a one woman type man. I ain't the type of nigga that need bitches. I got dreams. That's goals. That's the difference in between a dude with a purpose and a dude that just moving, just doing shit. You know what I'm saying? But if a girl don't want to do no prenup, hey, shame on you. You going to lose one, because I'm a good one. I'm just letting you know. I'm not out and about. It's hard to find me. I'm at the crib. You know what I'm saying? I got to go out to exploring shit. I know Cleveland ain't shit. Surrounding areas of Cleveland ain't shit. I know that. People could be like, how you know you ain't been out? I've been out when I was younger. It could be different now. I've been all around downtown. I've been to games, been to all them areas down there. So it's like, I ain't trying to do that shit that I already did when I was younger. That shit all new. I did it already. I want to go meet, meet new people, yeah, but just go explore new shit. Go to new environments, bro. Like, you know what I want to do for activities? For the people that say bars and clubs is like the number one activity, that's fun and shit. You know what I want to type do? I want to jump out of an airplane. I want to go skydiving. I want to go in the desert ATV ride. I said it before about like YouTube and all. I said it in my last podcast. I want to learn how to snowboard. You know, I don't know why I did it when I was a kid and I liked it. I want to learn pottery. I want to make a whole pottery, whole setup of like plates and cups. I want to do that just to have my own shit. With my initials on them, my name on them, or my clothing line when I make a clothing line. I want to do shit like that. These are activities, fun moments in life. Or I just want to go to the bar and kick it and chill with some loud-ass music. Or I want to go, that shit basic, bro. That's if you don't got shit to do. You just want to be out and about and be around motherfuckers. I'm more important than that. That's just me. People going to take your confidence. It's arrogance. I'm way higher of a happy energy, and I need to do some shit. I can't just be around a whole, I'm not about to do that shit. I don't give a fuck about drinking. I'm funny. I used to smoke like a motherfucker when I was around motherfuckers that smoke. Follow your surrounding. Be around a higher power surrounding. I heard this shit too. If you are a lion, you don't hang around fucking cubs. You hang around lions. You gonna be alone a lot of your life until you find lions. That's how it is. A lot of strong black men, that's quiet, be alone. They don't have friends and shit like that. It's hard to find them. It's hard to find them because you start noticing all the weaknesses and shit like that, and you don't want to be around that type shit. So I understand, as a strong black, not just black, as a strong man, a lot of us don't be around a whole bunch of motherfuckers because we the problem solvers. So it's hard to be around motherfuckers like that, you know, because they see you as a problem solver. So that, what that mean? The problems that they have come to your doorstep. The issues that they have, now all of a sudden you know it. So a lot of times a motherfucker just don't want to deal with none of that. They just want to chill and relax. You know what I mean? I'm explaining a whole different lifestyle that you don't know nothing about, especially if you're a woman. It's different. It's a whole nother world I'm talking about. We're living on Earth, living different lives. We're in different universes. Just letting you know. So don't try to decode it, trying to incorporate it with your life. It's not your life. Like, I would never in my life get a period. I would never in my life have a fucking baby in my stomach and my nipples produce milk. I would never understand that shit. I can listen to you, but the experience, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So being a strong, independent person, growing into be the stronger person I know I'm supposed to be and help out a lot of people and shit, that's a lot of work. It is. Do I want help? Do I need a woman in my corner? Yes, I do. I need a partner in this shit because the success and the money is going to come in the future. Yes, it's going to be a fun life. Right now, this is the life you got to grind to get to the fun. I study the people that's successful that talk about the same shit. The motherfuckers that tell you, man, it took me 10 years to get it, but it also took me 7 years to even get started because my life was so fucked up. Once I decided to put my life in, put myself into the habits of successors, I had to realize that the lifestyle that I was living all was fucked up. So it is not going to take you just 1 year to remove the habits that you're used to all your life. You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole journey within itself. And you don't know. Don't rush yourself. You are on your own path. So go at your own pace. Go at a pace that make you feel good. As long as you're able to still be happy through your shit, be happy through your shit. If you got a child and you're like, man, my life is over, I can't. No. Put all your investments and all the best you can put into your child. So when they leave and then they're gone, now guess what? I put the work in. I'm confident that they can handle themselves. I'm confident that I gave them the opportunity. Like, for example, we don't know how to write a checkbook. A lot of motherfuckers, well, that's irrelevant because I don't think motherfuckers gotta do that shit now. It's just certain shit that you can feed into your child. So when they become grown, you can be gone and doing things and you don't got to be over worrying about your kids because you're like, all right, I see what they did. I helped them out as much as I can. You know, I put them in a good position to understand that life is going to get hard. So when shit get hard, they don't just become weak and like shrivel up. They become, if it's a man, you know, and they know how to like attack problems. So instead of an issue coming, you just immediately come right to me. I don't want my son to be weak. I want him to be strong. Once I got out of it, I realized that my mom and my dad told me this shit. They was like, you going to have to figure this shit out. We ain't always going to be here. I'm looking like, damn. When I was down on my ass when I was 18, or 19, man, I was like, I ain't got no help. I don't got nobody. I'm by myself in this bitch. And I was mad. But then once I overcame it, I'm like, damn, that's what they was talking about. That's what they was talking about. You got to get hit hard, especially the leaders, man. Us leaders, bro, we get a fucked up beginning to this shit. But you need to be strong to overcome this shit in your future to the point where this shit ain't going to hurt you as much, man. Trying to tell you, man, I don't even know what I'm going to call this. I was going to call this the 5 P's, chapter 5 P's, because that was the overall meaning, but I just said all type of shit. So I know how I be getting. How much time? Only 28 minutes? That's not healthy. It's not. I can bullshit for two more minutes. But overall, what am I going to say? I really don't know what this. All right, look. Overview. Here we go. Overview. 5 P's is my chapter. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. What chapter are you on? If you don't know what chapter you're on, find a purpose in your life that you want to pursue. If you have a purpose of doing something, but right now you can't even think about doing it, that's fine. Just have that because now you can find a chapter. Like, for example, let's say I want to be a cook on YouTube. I can't focus on that because I have my child. Still have that purpose, but guess what? The beginning chapter of that, make sure my kids are straight so when they leave, I can focus on this. That could be your chapter. And it's going to be a small chapter. You know what I'm saying? Like each couple years or each year is a different chapter for your child. That's a whole, you know, journey into getting to what you want. So understand that When you have kids, your life is not over. Your life is just focused on something else. Your individual goals can be met and they will change, because when you think about it right now, in 5-10 years down the line, or even a year down the line, it might change based off your life experiences. So don't forget that you have your individual self. You know, this is me coming from a man. I don't have no kids. So I understand that y'all can be like, you are not a woman. You don't understand. I don't understand. I don't. You had a whole human come out your pussy. It's a whole different. I know that. I can bust a nut and 3 trillion little motherfuckers come out my dick. You only have one that made it. You know what I'm saying? So you got a whole closer bond than what I will have as a man versus a woman. That's just statistics right there. That's just facts. You can have a love. You can have a love for your child as a man, but the love for the woman, why you think the woman naturally, the child naturally goes to the woman? It's a different type of bond. So anyway, I'm just saying, don't lose yourself. Understand that you focused on your child. That's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. Become a good mother. Learn how to be a good mother. Throughout, we got all this social media shit. People want to talk. Listen to the ones that's talking about motherhood. Listen to the ones that, I wish I would have did this when I was younger. So you can learn some shit from them mothers. You know, fathers. Hey, stay in that child life. Stay in that child life. Woman might act different. Woman might switch up. Look, here's one thing that's crazy. You can be some way. How am I supposed to explain this? I heard this and I believe it, so I'm instilling it to myself. That's why it's my knowledge. Okay, I'm going to say this. You look at a girl and you really interested in that girl for who she is at that moment. You have to realize 5, 10, 15, maybe 2 years down the line, this woman might change. Because as life progresses, you change as you evolve and you grow. So you have to understand there's different versions of that woman that you ain't even see yet. They have a crazy side, happy side, loving side, supporting side, all type of shit. You got the same shit. You know what I mean? Are you the same person you was since high school, since middle school? No, because you grew. What if somebody loved you when you was in middle school? You had a middle school sweetheart and you totally different now. And they didn't like you because when you became an adult, you had to be more of a leader and you had to be way different. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that the person that you meet at that moment is not going to be the same throughout their journey. They evolve. You know, they're supposed to evolve, but you know. So, you know, just understand that who you're dealing with ain't going to be that person for the rest of their life. They have a core personality, yeah. But their life changed them throughout their growth. All right? So when a motherfucker, quote unquote, switch up, they just change and they evolving because of life. So you may not like that person. So if you leave, that's cool. But don't just leave because, oh, you switched up. I liked you for this. You different. Nah. Grow with them. If you're a life partner in this bitch, that's why marriage be dead. You know what I'm saying? How much time? 32 minutes, 33. That's healthy. 30 minutes is healthy for me. God damn it. That's healthy. All right. Now I said what I had to say. About to go get me some food, man. I'm about to relax. I'm tired as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. So, I'm off today and tomorrow. And I'm gonna get this fucking damn near 60-hour week started again, man. Until it's time. Fall is when it's really gonna happen for me. So I'm excited for the fall. Right now, just the preparation process for me. So I appreciate y'all for listening, man. Hopefully I got some value in there for y'all. Y'all can, you know, have conversation pieces with other people if you agree, disagree. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not always right. I'm only talking about my perspective and my vision of my life. So it makes sense to me. It might not make sense to you. You might disagree. That's okay. I'm going to end it right there. I hope you have a good one. I'm going to talk to y'all.